Sophia Bush gushes about falling in love with her girlfriend, Ashlyn Harris. Kim Zolciak is defending her clickbait post suggesting Croy Bierman died. And Buckingham Palace is promoting its strawberry preserves just days after Meghan Markle released her line of jam. All that and more coming up next on We Hear Quick Fix.
This episode is brought to you by Rockstar Energy Drink. Be honest, are you procrastinating by listening to this podcast? It's okay. You just need Rockstar Focus. Choose from three delicious flavors, each crafted with ingredients for an ideal energy and mental boost, like Lion's Mane, 200 milligrams of caffeine, and zero sugar. Visit rockstarenergy.com to learn more. At least 75 milligrams of caffeine has been shown to help improve attention.
This episode is brought to you by Intuit, the technology platform that brings financial confidence with products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. You might have learned the recorder in school, but probably not how to navigate the financial world. Luckily, Intuit's on a mission to help with the free Intuit for Education program. It provides students with the lessons to learn essential skills, like how to build credit, file taxes, and budget. Check out their free resources at intuit.com/education.
Hi, you're listening to We Hear Quick Fix. I'm Francesca Bacardi. First up, Sophia Bush found herself just as surprised by her budding romance with Ashlyn Harris as the rest of the world. The One Tree Hill alum candidly discussed her budding relationship with Ashlyn Harris, who, of course, is famous for her participation on the U.S. women's national soccer team. In an essay for Glamour, she opened up about everything, how they met, how they were both bonding over their mutual divorces, and really dove into all of the rumors about them and explained as candidly as she could what went on. She wrote in this essay that they first met in 2019 and were obviously just friends. And while she was going through her divorce from Grant Hughes after just 1 year of marriage, she flew to Cannes for the Cannes Lions Festival and once again met up with Ashlyn and a group of friends because they were both there for work. And they started bonding and just sort of leaning into each other for support as they were both going through divorces. Ashlyn, little did fans know yet, and her then wife, Allie Krieger, were going to break up. They're actually having a custody battle right now involving their two kids. And while Sophia did not dive into any of that, she said it wasn't her place. She did deny all of these allegations that she and Ashlyn got together as a result of an affair. She made it abundantly clear that they only got together after they were both separated, if not divorced, from their partners. She also said that while she had identified as straight in the past, she now feels comfortable enough to share that she identifies as queer and is happier than ever in this relationship with Ashlyn. She said she feels like she can finally breathe and that her family has been so supportive of this romance because she's finally happy in her skin and finally happy with the person she's become. Up next, Kim Zolciak is hitting back at criticism of her clickbait post. This week, the Real Housewives of Atlanta alum posted a black and white photo of her and her estranged husband, Croy, and wrote RIP, and then, of course, added link in bio. Now, Kim Zolciak has famously turned to this link in bio concept, which provides actually financial compensation for every time a person clicks and reads through the aforementioned article. It's well documented in court documents that the pair who is going through a divorce have severe financial woes. So in addition to selling off a lot of their personal belongings, Kim has also been using this clickbaity attempt to lure people into clicking. Unfortunately, this one might have gone a bit too far because her own daughter called her out for suggesting that Croy had died. Then the reality star decided to hit back at her own daughter and the fans who criticized her by defending the post. She said that she never, ever suggested that Croy was dead and instead compared her divorce to the death of a marriage. She also wrote, "I am tired of all the lies and accusations. Every day, it's always something new. I'm tired of so much BS being thrown my way. So you want to know what died? Here's the truth. I used a picture of both of us and said RIP. And frankly, the end of my relationship was like a death of sorts. So RIP to that." She said the story was a tribute to many we've lost this past year, which included her relationship, so she thought it seemed fitting. She told her followers that they shouldn't jump to conclusions and actually should get serious. She also concluded her message by reiterating that Croy is alive and well and did not die, nor did she ever say that he died. And now it's time for the joy of six. The most satisfying page six story of the week. Is Buckingham Palace shading Meghan Markle? In what might be the pettiest of petty fights that we've seen at page six, this might be the topper. Meghan Markle, who launched her American Riviera Orchard project, well, she announced her first order of business for this orchard is releasing a jam line. She has announced this jam line, her friends posted about it, and she even sent jars of it to Chrissy Teigen, Kris Jenner, and other celebrities. But not long after she announced this foray into the sweet life, Buckingham Palace promoted their own jar of preserves. That's right. On social media, they shared videos and pictures of their strawberry preserves, which can be purchased at a gift shop, and encourage fans to spread it on crumpets, biscuits, encourage them to show how they're using their jam, or preserves rather, let's be clear. The timing, of course, was so suspect. As it's been well known, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry have been feuding with the palace ever since they exited their way out and have been living in California. So for Meghan to launch this jam and for Buckingham Palace to show their own preserves, yes, it reeks of a sweet little entanglement, if you will. Now, I guess it's really up to the individual, but what remains to be seen is who here has the better jam. And that's it for your We Here Quick Fix. For more juicy stories like these, check out page6.com. See you next week.